Unless you have questions, or Carol, if you want to.
I have one question.
Please.
I have a question, too.
In the business office activity report that Kat submitted, she has an item here that says, adjusted to the reduction in force policy. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if that meant to be adjustment in the reduction of, or if she made some adjustments to that, or she adjusted to the, in what she was doing, so she was, anyway, I'd like to know what she meant by that.
Kat?
I'm not sure which portion of the report you're looking at.
Bullet points. Second bullet point in your section.
Oh, I just meant that the agency had to adjust to the various things, like less staff, working from home, less cars, those types of things were a real adjustment for everybody to figure out how to work under our new reality.
Okay. Thank you. That was my only question.
Robert. So, Carlos, this past Tuesday we had our friends meeting, and Kat was there on the phone and was telling us about some of the things going on. And so at one point when we were talking about, the seniors are going to the center, and the minutes, Chris had that they're going for like 2 to 3 months, and then we kind of asked about that. I guess I talked to at least one of the supervisors. I really haven't even asked Nancy if that's the way she read it too. That I guess I thought that it would be possible for someone to go 6 to 9 months, kind of like the regular ride versus a shorter one. So is there a shorter one that they're going to be doing, or there's just more flexibility at the bottom end, the upper end?
No, just more flexibility. The training is 6 to 9 months. That's how we sell it. That's how we talk to folks. And sometimes, because many times we hear a senior blind folks who say, I wish I could do it, but I have a hard time during the winter, or I had to be here for my spouse. Mm-hmm. So we work around there. I think there is one who is leaving, the one who is graduating before Thanksgiving. He will be there only for 5 months rather than the 6 months. But it's not like 1 month or a week. It's 5 months is substantial too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in general, we want the whole thing, but we will be flexible when it comes. Many times we have young students, they come, but they also leave. Mm-hmm. They do come knowing that they have to be there for 6 to 9 months, but they also have health issues or other issues, and they leave.
Yeah, that's really what I thought you guys were doing, but there were just some people there that just really took a offense to it, I guess, philosophically speaking.
Well, and that's the, I think, the problem sometimes when they don't come to the source of the information. So I do appreciate when you guys ask me questions so I can clarify. I also tell the staff member, feel free to come and talk to me. Mm-hmm. Because many times things get confusing just because somebody here over the hallway.
I was going to tell you that what the friends are talking about doing coming up here this coming year, it might be ongoing, but we want to do something about helping advertise the commission, like a PR type of thing. So we're going to, I guess, be talking to you guys about some PSAs that we could do that we get out there, but we might just need, some of the right people maybe voicing some of these things, if it should be like one of your staff, but we would be the persons, or the part we would do is, again, is find out where we can get the word out and then get it out there, but some of it just might have to be from you guys' voices. But hopefully that part will be short and sweet. But you're gonna just, you need somebody to kind of help with that. That's what we're, our feelings are right now.
Okay, thank you.
But we'll talk more to you.
Yeah, we do have some samples, right, Carol, that we still save, PSA?
Yeah, from Channel 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carlos, regarding order of selection, you had indicated that it will not end until March, but we have basically have no waiting list.
Correct.
Based on your historical experience, do we have about the same number of clients that we have served in past years?
Yes.
With less staff now?
Yes.
How are you able to do that?
Magic.
Right.
That's why I keep giving credit to supervisors and staff members, because they do work very hard on that. But also restructuring things, you know, and staff members say, well, I cannot do this and that, so I just need to limit to myself limit myself to do this. But also keep in mind that we were in wait list maybe for less than 4 months. Mm-hmm. So we have less staff, yeah, but we also got some staff back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We also lay off the OCs, not the VR counselors, because that was one of the questions also asked by RSA, how are you going to serve clients if you are going to lay off staff? The answer was, we are not laying off VR counselors. We were laying off OCs, orientation, mm-hmm. the teacher, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the main.
Yeah, are you finding, as far as job placement, are we getting about the same number of job placements? I know you talked about we place, you know,
qualities.
Yeah. How about just sheer numbers?
Yeah, the numbers went down the last couple of years, but that's the trend all over the nation.
Yeah, that, I've heard that's a trend with raising SDA things like that. But, well, congratulations. Right. That's good. You know, you went through a difficult year and you're still providing valuable services. So that took a lot of effort on everybody's part.
Yeah, I also think that has to do a lot with the foundation of the agency, the philosophy, the training that our staff members get at the center. So when they go out, they are committed. They know what our purpose is. And yeah, there are some personality issues that happens everywhere. But by the end, we all have one goal, serve clients.
Have most of the estimated cost reductions, like spaces and leases terminated, been implemented at this point?
Yes, that's to my knowledge, right, Kat?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we came out with the budget.
Did they come as you anticipated? Were there any surprises?
No, there really weren't.
Good.
Omaha was the last one, and they completed their space
a couple months ago, maybe?
Yeah. So they are now in a little bit smaller space.
At the end of August.
Okay. Robert, mm-hmm. as you work with the commission, as the Friends work with the commission on some possible PSAs in the future and so on, I'm not sure that the PSA formatted ones that we have them, but the because I think there were promo versions and then PSA ones that were a little shorter that were more appropriate for TV and radio. But some of the stuff that's been done in 2017, 2015, 2008 are on your thumb drive.
Yeah, that's great.
So you can listen, you can check those out again. The Life You Choose, if you remember that video that they did back in 2008, that's there, and then the Patwell, that's different, but the ones that they did in 2015 also.
Excellent.
I have a question also, Carlos. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about pre-eds and the 15%, mm-hmm. and I know that in years past that we struggled at getting that 15% used up or spent.
Right.
So explain a little bit more to me about that. With me being in the educational realm, of course, I'm concerned about, okay, how does that affect our pre-ed's programs as far as, you know, PI and wages and Winterfest? I mean, will those still stay the same, or does that change any of those? I don't know. Am I even understanding your pre-eds and the 15% and then the state allocations as well? Am I?
Okay, I'm going to explain the 15% requirement, and you tell me if I'm answering your question, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. 15% of our overall budget, besides other line, need to be spent on pre-employment transition services as
right.
defined by RSA. And the definition is when there are students with disabilities, not youth, but students. So they have to be students.
Okay.
And in Nebraska, the agreement that we have with Voc Rehab is the minimum age is 14 years old. So PI is not included.
Okay.
Okay. Wages is, but the requirement, the pre-ed requirement, they said that they have to be in direct training or skilled services, meaning transportation in their mind is not included, well, some transportation. Room and board is not included, only direct training. So for wages, like room and board, the 15% is not counted there. It has to go out of the rest. So that's why it was difficult to manage the budget too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But also part of that now, before we were always thinking that 15% was just our agency, but the way I understood it, correct me if I'm wrong, but now between VR and us, as long as we're covering 15%?
Correct.
That was my question.
Okay.
But that won't minimize any of what we've already been doing for our kids, right?
It's not going to minimize. No, no, no.
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 It just makes it easier for us to hit that
15%. Hit the 15%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not basically wasting money to hit the 15%.
I just didn't want anything
to
be minimized because
right.
Someone else was able to cover part of that 15%.
No, no. We will still try to maximize
okay.
our 15%, but we want to be productive. Like I say, especially the realignment, that's close to $200,000 extra that we had to spend.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to come up with. But again, it could be more wasted.
Okay.
Well, do they have such a lack of common sense to not include room and board and transportation?
Well, that's
so
one of the possibilities.
Seriously.
I mean, it's.
Well, tuition is not included either for college.
Really?
It's not included. A computer is not included. Only adaptive equipment is included.
Wow. We actually spend far more than 15%
yeah.
on those
yeah,
students.
Yeah.
It's just that much of what we spend it on does not count towards
the
15% under
right.
the current definition.
Yeah.
I could explain in detail later, but the meeting would go for hours.
Yeah.
But I could explain more in depth, Becky or Chad, as far as the school systems and all that stuff, if you would like.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are three areas that we could spend the money on.
Oh, okay.
But Carol is the expert.
Well, my concern was just that we, because of the shared 15%, that we weren't going to be.
It's statewide 15% of the overall grants. So each agency, the general and us, have to spend 15% of our own grants, but it's total combined for our whole grant given to Nebraska.
So if general happened to spend 20,
we could spend 10.
We could spend 10.
Of our grants, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
But in general, VR was underspending first, I don't know, 2-3 years, Carlos?
Yeah.
And so we were trying to overspend to still meet the whole state's requirements. So now that general VR has overspent, it's helped us out because we've underspent. So, but I think this is the first time that's happened that way.
Okay.
But also, Becky, like if we didn't get realignment, we will only be like 50% under And that's what we worked the last couple of years, that we could just carry over next year.
Mm-hmm.
50 is easy, but an extra 200 is more difficult. So
right. The
main thing was the realignment.
That makes sense. Okay, thank you.
No, thank you for asking.
Regarding the reallotment money, last year before we got the reallotment money, we were fairly low on carryover money.
Correct.
Now, you had said that the reallotment money, you're going to build back up the carryover money and then spend money on the vending businesses. Is that it? Did I hear that correct?
Correct.
And the max we can have in carryover dollars is, what, 50% of our budget?
But you can carry over the whole thing, right?
No, you can carry over the whole thing. Just have to spend it within the next year.
Okay,
so.
Okay. So where are we at right now on carryover dollars?
We're a little over $3 million.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the combination of the cuts that we made and the reallotment has really helped us get more than we need. So that's why we're thinking strategically about how to spend that.
Sure. Now, you had mentioned that there's potentially 14 sites for the Department of Corrections.
Correct.
Now, will we have to put equipment in all those, or will we outsource some of those?
A combination of those. We are looking, but mainly equipment for all of those, because they are looking for new machines, I think, right, Carol?
Yes.
According to the RFP. So because we got real alignment, and Carol was praying for that to happen, and Her friends were answered.
Well, I know it wasn't too long ago I heard that we weren't going to grow the NBE other than what we had in the works. And
because we didn't have
the extra budget.
And that's why this is the time to do it if we
can. Absolutely. So do we have enough licensees prepared to take on some new locations, or are we going to add more work to the existing licensees? Or?
Combination of both, but also subcontracts, so we can get some unassigned funds.
So are you still having to go through the RFP process with the corrections?
Yeah.
I wrote them a letter not too long ago about how, you know, we passed the law that gives the blind priority on vending, and I got a quick response saying that they will follow the law as it's written. So they must be reading it different than what we intended.
Well, it came from corrections, and then corrections talked to the Department of Administrative Services, and they agree with them. Mm. What they are saying is that their final word is that the law talks about, not the MBE law, but the purchasing law talks about that for any contracts, they have to put it up for bids to be competitive. But when you look at that, that's mainly so taxpayers wouldn't be paying extra money for equipment or purchasing this. But for this, they are not buying anything.
Right.
Yeah, so, but is there interpretation?
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
And how about the Department of Roads? Are they giving you the same kind of pushback? Or?
Not they did before, but not now.
Good.
Not now.
Awesome.
Well, actually, they put an RFP out and they gave it to us. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike.
No, it's all right. Kat, I did not realize this until just now, so I apologize for putting you on the spot, but I missed it when I looked at it before, the monthly financial reports that you send us, for September, the budget tracking worksheet was not included. So we don't have an end of the year. The last September numbers where we finish out the fiscal year, I guess we don't have those.
Yeah, you might be right. I will
get you that.
I've been anxiously waiting for that and kind of lost track of time.
And you know, then when you did provide it for October, but of course that starts the new fiscal year.
Right,
so.
And it shows the carryover amount, but it doesn't show you all the detail.
Right.
I'll get that sent out right away. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
No, I like that report, too, that you two developed.
Yeah, it makes more sense than what we used to get.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. One of the issues I want to to emphasize, so when maybe counselor or consumers talk to you, we are going to be spending a lot of money on, like I mentioned, the MBE program, mm-hmm. sending people to different conferences for training, buying new equipment. And it might show that, wow, we have a lot of money. How come we don't hire people back? Or, mm-hmm. you know, but again, it's only because we had that extra money this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
And there's no guarantee for that next
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Yeah, so something that's been communicated to us a lot in the past very strongly was for funding of positions, we need to make sure that we have reoccurring funds
exactly.
and not base salaries on one-time grants or something like that, where we might have the money for secured for 2 years, but then 3 years later something runs out, and now we have to let the employee go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for position, but also equipment or ongoing transportation, cars, offices.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you for, because people will wonder, I would if I were not
sure.
working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's natural to have those concerns.
Tell me again, how did we do on Social Security reimbursements? Did we?
Was that 250,000?
Was it 270,000?
270,000.
270,000.
And that's down from what it used to
that's
be,
right? 750,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a trend, too, pretty much through the
right.
state.
We're projecting 200 for this year,
okay.
I guess. So it's down, and it's probably going to stay down.
Yeah, one of the reasons we got realignment, everything we asked for is not because they have extra money, but they didn't give realignment to the states. They gave extra funds during the hurricanes,
mm-hmm.
like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they decided to give that money to the other states instead.
Mm.
That means that next year we are not going to. Chances are that we will get around 200,000 next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to limit our budget to the grant. Okay.
How soon do you have to start preparing for the next state budget? You do it every 2 years, right?
Every 2 years, but also, do they like ask us for something the beginning, the middle of the next year, biennium? I think they call it like an emergency.
Yeah, we actually submitted it a little over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
so it'll be coming up again this spring. We'll start working on that,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be due to them in September
mm-hmm.
of 2020.
And as far as we're concerned, we're going to continue to get that senior funding that's renewable, right?
That's
we don't have to re-ask for
correct.
That. Good.
We put that in our base budget.
Awesome. Well, any other questions, board members?
No, thank you.
No, it's all good.
All right, well, thank you, Carlos. So we appreciate your report. Okay, can we have the microphone?
Carlos.
All right, well, next thing on the agenda is public comment. And does anybody have a public comment? Let me know and I'll put you on a list here. Public comment, anybody?
I got something.
All right, Ryan. Anybody else before I start going down the list? All right, Ryan, the floor is yours.
I just wanted to give my condolences to the commission and to Cindy's family for the passing of Cindy Zimmer. She was my instructor years ago. I was a center student back in 1993, and she was my, I think back then we still called it home ec.
Home ec, yeah.
Instructor. And Chad, when you said if it weren't for her, I wouldn't know how to cook, that's pretty much how I was. And even after I finished, I wasn't very good. But Cindy, We had a bit of a contentious relationship. I was still a kid, and she was Cindy, God bless her. But she was a wonderful instructor who had the philosophy. And I did not know that she was ill until near the very end, so it came as a surprise to me. But She taught me a lot, and so just wanted to express to the staff and to her family my condolences and thank her. Thank you, Cindy, for all that you taught me.
So we have Cindy to thank for the Ryan Ozentowski tater tot casserole.
You know what? She actually did, Mike. She taught me how to make that stuff. She taught me how to make the little rows of the tater tots on top of the casserole. I'll tell a story. This is a quintessential Cindy story. The first time I ever made a cake and frosted it, she came in and looked at it and said, "It looks like someone drove an ATV over it." Maybe I'll try that again. You know, but I did. It was a great cake.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I know a lot of people share your sentiment, and she will definitely be missed but not forgotten.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about we have a break? Is it 11 o'clock right now?
Yeah. If we come back here at 11:18, we'll be
back. 11:18, we'll be back, and maybe we'll get done ahead of schedule today. So see everybody at 11:18.